Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, they never go home, they never go home, those boys.
Isolators!
Mona!
Hello? Hello and welcome to the Isolating Podcast. My name is David O'Doherty, the host and only person on the Isolating Podcast. Welcome to the season three, we call it that. Welcome to the third leg of this podcasting tripod. It actually is a tripod now.
Are you going down to your tripod?
And this is definitely it. This is the last time I ever do this. And I realize I've said that twice before. Now, just a bit of background, because I'm sure some of the long-term listeners will be listening to this, but there's going to be new people as well, so we don't want the whole thing to become too in-jokey. Oh, it will become in-jokey after about a week, but let's give new people a chance to get on board this podcast / tripod.
Are you going down to your tripod?
That's what my mother used to call it. So, March 15th, I think it was, 2020. Do you remember the start of 2020? You were so excited for the limitless potential of the year. You'd be out on your electric scooter with your mouth open. Just wow. What a year. 2020. You'd have Doja Cat playing in your headphones. You'd be like, oh, exciting new innovations in technology. Zoom. That sounds boring. That's probably a function of computers that I will never have to use. So I moved to Achill Island with my parents on about the 13th or the 14th of March 2020 to stop the tiny bats going into their crisp-bagged lungs. And I said I'd do a podcast to my friends at Second Captains. I said, I'll do a podcast for the couple of weeks that we'll be down here until this whole thing just blows over. And I was on Achill Island with the hares and the sharks until July 2020. I think while I was there, I recorded 24 hours of this. I mean, that was just rambling in a car the whole time. And then that was over. The lockdown one. Lockdown. It was just called lockdown then, because we didn't know that it was like the First World War. That was it. That was like, we came back to have a weird summer. And then the numbers started to go up in September. And then, so in October was Ireland's lockdown number two. And I said, okay, I'll do some more podcasts. So I did it another 20 or 30 or something until December 2020. And then the pubs were opening up again. And I was like, well, that's the end of that. It's let's just have a nice, regular, normal... Oh my goodness. I didn't... So when the next lockdown happened... I think it was too close to the last lockdown because we locked down in late December. And then, because I hadn't started doing it then, I was just thinking, nah, I'll do other things. And I really didn't. I really just lay on my back, gurgling for it. That was the worst time. I don't want to rank the lockdowns, but the shittiest one was definitely January, February, March 2020. I mean, it was a pretty crap year. I guess it did have, it had certain positives for me. I got to make a TV show that I'm really proud of for Channel 4. It's called Along for the Ride. And it's on all four. And in fact, in episode 3 of that podcast, Nerd Reference here, when I was trying to cycle across a river with Mel Gedroych, I managed to say that we should have gone on the rocks.
Nah, go on the rocks.
And now that is, I don't want to get too inside baseball, but in episode 1 in March 2020, I happened to just mention in passing that the day before I had been caught short, brackets number 2, on a beautiful barren beach in Achill. So I'd gone like you're taught to in the scouts on some rocks and then buried it afterward. This is what you're supposed to do. And that has followed me around. There's times when I'm in the pub, in the loo, and someone will say, I'm surprised you're not going on the rocks, etc. Even to the point where when I announced that I was going to do more podcasts, oh, some of the stuff was lovely. So here's a trail. A thread from Twitter. I say, I'm going to do a podcast starting on Monday. Steve King says, we started this experience in the lovely company of the Isolation Podcast. It'd be beautifully cyclical to see its end in sight in the same company. Yeah, that's lovely, Steve. Steve also adds, note, first season of Isolation inspired me to take my family to Achill last summer. Fell in love with the place. Oh. John Paul, he adds, I started a jigsaw company on the back of Isolating One. Is that true? John Paul, did you genuinely start a jigsaw? Tell us more, please. Now, James Coffey, he really changes the vibe here. Coffey by name, loose stool chat by nature. Coffey says, I gave up using conventional toilets and now just defecate wherever I feel like after season 1. So this is what my life has become.
But yeah, I did. I went in the rocks.
This town is coming like a ghost.
Happy Christmas!
So now I'm back. Well, if number 1 was Babe and number 2 was Babe Pig in the City, number 3 is Babe still in the city. I'm here in the Imagination Cave. Why did I choose this as the time to do it? To be completely honest, Q4 of 2021 was... Yeah, I do business chat. Was, at best, patchy. At worst, some of the worst times in my life involving matters of the heart and then gigs being cancelled, etc. And if I've learned one thing from the last 2 years, and I'm not sure I have. No, I think I've learned this, which is you have to keep doing something. You can't just do nothing and then the lethargy and the doom takes over. You have to just go for a walk, you know, just wash out the bin, try to make carbonara that ends up tasting of breakfast. So I don't want this January, February, March seasonally affected time to be like last year. So I'm going to do this. And I'm going to write a new children's book as well. I have a good idea. And if I tell you that I'm doing it, that means I have to do it now. And I'm also going to try to be healthier, a bit of body and mind, which is difficult when there's still treats, some treats left over, the bad treats left over from chocolate nunchucks. They're still, so I won't throw them out. I'll just try and eat them slowly, but keep going for cycles and just the classic stuff, reading books and eating broccoli and doing Sudoku. It'd be, yeah, like Rocky training if he was training for a table quiz. I want to do this podcast, but I need your help for it. Your contributions, when I say they make this happen, they quite literally make this happen. Were I just to talk off the top of my dome, oh, it'd be fine for maybe two. And then there'd just be, you know, 15 minutes of silence at the third one. So we'll take it easy. At the start, we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we'll see how that feels. Tell me things. Tell me tales from your life. Tell me anything that, well, it's anything vaguely to do with stuff that we're talking about, but also stuff that's not to do what we're talking about. DOD@secondcaptains.com is my name. I think this time we should try and involve more of our international isolators. There are people overseas. Sure, there's plenty of Irish people. There's plenty of British people. There were two guys in Mexico who listened to the first one.
Parsnip transfer.
Who else have we got? In fact, I would like people from other more exotic places to send in your learnings. Kind of like Uncle Matt reporting back to the Fraggles in Fraggle Rock. Is that what happened in Fraggle Rock? I think it was. We'll call this, Mark, can you make a sting for this section? We'll call it Postcards from Places, brackets exotic. Mark, I'll sing it if you want to use that for the musical sting.
Postcards from Places, brackets exotic.
Dear Nephew Gobo, I can't tell you how lonely it is for a Fraggle in the outside world. On a bed. Much love, your Uncle Traveling
Man. There you go. You just do something good with that, Mark, will you? Mark's the producer, everyone. And get on to me at DOD@secondcaptains.com. The reason I thought of this was because Peter Corway, when I said I was going to do the podcast again, he got in touch. Corway rhymes with Norway, but he's not in Norway. Peter writes, welcome back, or should I say, welcome home, correct, doodle. He's calling me doodle there, which is a play. It's not one of my recognized nicknames, which are David, Doddles, Doddleworth, might accept DOD as well. Doodle is actually a reminder of Google, which was an early segment on the show that I'm very happy to bring back, which is tales of people, sometimes old people, sometimes younger people, struggling with technology. Anyway, Peter Corway writes, in the time between Series 2 ending and Series 3 beginning, I have upped and relocated from London to Sicily. Well, I know Sicily because I saw the Stanley Tucci, the food series he did. Oh, that was good. I don't know where you find it. I don't have any root vegetable related witticisms, Peter says. Now, that is, again, a very inside baseball reference to the podcast has a long running obsession with parsnips. In fact, our two Mexican listeners almost murdered each other over whether parsnips were available. Let's not go back. Whether parsnips were available in Mexico. Okay, Peter goes on. My favorite thing about Italian culture so far, even though I'm in Sicily and Sicilian is its own culture and different beast entirely. I know. I saw the Stanley Tucci series. Okay, his favorite thing is umarel. I reckon you already know what it is. I don't, But if not, Umarell, Italian pronunciation, Umarell, is a term referring, this is so nice, referring specifically to men of retirement age who spend their time watching construction sites, especially roadworks, stereotypically with hands clasped behind their backs and offering unwanted advice. I mean, I just, like, firstly, that's the internet. Its literal meaning is little man. The term is employed as lighthearted mockery or self-deprecation. Umarell. That's what we're looking for from our postcards from places, brackets, exotic. I invite you to become the umarell to my hairy workman. Anything you've got. Shout outs to people who have the Rona at the moment. Shout out to anyone with the fresh Rona. Oliver Omicromwell. That's my name for it. Thank you. Or the old school Delta Badrum. That is my friend Sarah's name for it. Let us know, how are you getting on? Anyone who's had to sit in a room for 10 days, tell me the exciting tales. What you get up to? I still haven't had it. I didn't go out of my way. I didn't go to Conor McGregor's pub and challenge personal trainers to arm wrestles or anything. But I haven't. I am riddled with vaccines. So I guess that's it. Some nights I'll go to the pub. I'll sit in my little booth. I'll just go, can I have 6 pints of vaccine? And I just knock them. I just knock them back. That must be why. Yeah, let me know, are there any tricks to getting through it? I mean, I suspect, I'll probably get it at some point. New segment idea, Mark. This one, I mean, I don't know how you're going to make a sting of this, because I can't make the title any shorter than this, but it's called Objects While You're Looking For Them, You Mime the Thing You Do With Them. I mean, I could try and sing it. Jaunty, maybe because it's such a lame title, give it quite a hardcore dance. I'll say it like Scooter this time.
Objects. While you're looking for them, you mind the thing you do with them.
I don't know how long this one will last, because I can only think of three, but if you can think of any other ones, I'm sure people can think of other ones. First one is scissors. You know, while you're looking for scissors, checking the various drawers and whatnot, I'm doing the scissor mime right now. Another one was, I was looking for a pencil sharpener recently and find myself doing the pencil sharpener mime that I haven't done since primary school. The pencil sharpener mime is similar to the sex mime. Where I'm doing it again now. So this finger is just pointing, classic pointing, and it's pointing into a unclenched left-hand fist, and I'm making 60-degree turns. Is this just me? What if this is just me? Can opener. Come on. You know when you're looking for the can opener? You do that. Yeah. So this is a segment that may never be repeated, but it could run. If people can think of other
objects, while you're looking for them, you mime the thing you do with them.
So, yeah. The wife of Brian got on. I hope this, doing the podcast, doesn't bring back too many bleak memories for people. The wife of Brian, when I said I was going to do it again, wife of Brian said, flashback of walking up and down the canal to 2 kilometres from home and back again, strenuously avoiding making eye contact with drunk people at the lock gates and crying a bit, good times. Hey, wife of Brian, that may be your sad tale of the canal in Dublin. What about my sad tale? Where bloody bottle exploded I was of Mexican limeade, and the glass went through my cat. It's, look, I'm pulling it up now. It's still there. It'll be like it's healed now, but there's a little white line, a little smile there, my leg. It's going to be there forever. We all have memories of the really bleak times. The one that I mean, this ties into the podcast as well, was, so when things were starting to loosen up a bit, last April, I used to meet my friends. There's a field near where I am, and we used to have toucans. It was Toucans Tuesday, and it was pretty miserable, the weather, last March, April though. But that, there was one particular week when it was clearly sleeting, but I just wanted to go and have Toucans Tuesday. So I put on Gore-Tex trousers and wellies and an old thermal cycling jacket and a hat and two pairs of gloves, and I walked down to the field with my toucans, and of course no one else had turned up, but I was still gonna have my fun. And so I was just sitting on the grass drinking my first can, and then it started to rain really heavily. So I reversed backwards under a tree. It was dark now, and a police car came around the corner, and obviously the reflecty stuff on the waterproof jacket that I was wearing, the cycling jacket, lit me up like the frickin' roadrunner getting an x-ray or whatever. So the cop pulls in and he goes, you there, come out. And so I have to walk towards him, and I hear him say into his little radio, he says, oh, it's just some lads. It's just me. And he said, and the rest of you? And I was like, no, honestly, there's no one there. And then he shone the torch directly in my face, and he said, are you that comedian? And I was like, yeah, my career is going great. And he said, he used to listen to the podcast. So, guard, if you are... I think what I was doing technically wasn't even illegal, because I wasn't with an illicit group. It was just me having a can on my own in some shrubbery. And if that's illegal... So, it feels good to be back. We'll feel our way into this over the next... Let me know. Let me... Tell me your tales. How are you? DOD@secondcaptives.com, and welcome back. So we'll do it, yeah, we'll do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Let me just feel my way into that. I think the Monday one will be free, and then you probably have to be a member. Is that right, Mark? Mark, can you record a little bit of you explaining that? Yeah, I think that's what the deal will be after this. And let's all try and raise each other's spirits again. Guys, are you up for it? Welcome back.
Isolators! Owen McDevitt and Kieran Murphy here from the Second Captain's Podcast. As Doddles has just said, you should really join the Second Captain's World Service now to hear his thrice weekly isolating episodes. I know what you're thinking. Why would I become a member of a podcast network run by a bunch of sports jocks? Well, would sports jocks be able to do this?
Wait a minute, you caught me on the hop again. Hold on a second. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, Murph, I like it.
Just go wherever the rhythm takes you on. Just go with it.
If anything, you got even better than when you played this on our regular podcast earlier today.
Well, that's 3 hours. That's a lot of practice you can get done. Anyway, let me concentrate here.
Second Captain's World Service is independent, member-led, and commercial-free. Your support allows us to produce international series like the multi-international award-winning Where Is George? Oh, Murph, what's that you're doing? I like the sound of that.
It's called Playing the Rim, on. I've actually adapted it from the Roscommon style. That's where I would have learned originally. I've incorporated bits from the Kerry style as well, but basically that's where we're at the moment. Anyway, back to this.
As I was saying, International Investigative Series, as well as our daily shows, which, yes, do often include sport, but, you know, interesting sport. Take her home, please, Murph.
And I'm Smed.
Join us now for just €5 a month at secondcaptains.com. Take care.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. They never go home. They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.